Topic 151, Sensitivity. 1. I have pointed out to you that the basic qualities for which we look are sensitivity in personality, psychic capacity, and mental polarization. What exactly is sensitivity? It does not mean primarily that you are a sensitive soul, the connotation of which usually means that you are thin-skinned, self-centered, and always on the defensive. Rather do I refer to the capacity whereby you are enabled to expand your consciousness so that you become aware of ever-widening ranges of contact. I refer to the ability to be alive, alert, keen to recognize relationships, quick to react to need, mentally, emotionally, and physically attentive to life, and rapidly developing the power to observe upon all three planes in the three worlds simultaneously. The sensitivity which I want to see developed is alertness to soul contact, impressionability to the voice of the teacher, and aliveness to the impact of new ideas and to the delicacy of intuitional responsiveness. These are ever the hallmark of the true disciple. It is spiritual sensitivity which must be cultivated. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 47. 2. This growth in sensitivity is difficult to understand. The members of a master's group and his ashram have to become increasingly sensitive, sensitive to the master and to his pledged workers. You cannot be made sensitive or be rendered sensitive by some type of process or ordered training. Men and women are sensitive, only they do not know it, being so preoccupied with other matters, with form life and objective things. Let me put it this way. What you say to yourself and to others through your spoken words or your life is so noisy that it is not easy to be what you are and to be recognized as a spiritual being. The master is guided by what he knows of you in your quiet moments of aspiration, by what you have demonstrated for years to be your fixed life tendency, and by the manner in which you react at moments of crisis or tension. The task of the master is to stimulate the disciple to be at all times what he knows him to be at his highest times. Many have reached the point where they may become sensitive if the loud assertions of personality are dimmed and the light of the soul is permitted to pour through. Then the master can be known and contacted. When you can get away from yourselves and your personal reactions, your own interpretations, and your personal demands, you will discover for yourselves how and in what manner the master is seeking to impress you and the group with which you may be affiliated. You will become sensitive to that impression. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 7, 10 through 7, 11.